Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Soul Speak. This is your host, Sheldon Pisnat. How are you? How's everybody enjoying the series so far? How are you enjoying the retreat for your soul? I'm certainly enjoying hosting, and I'm certainly enjoying our presence together, along with the wonderful presenters. So today, we're going to be talking to another wonderful presenter, an energy healer, an intuitive guide. She's highly talented. I've used her services myself many times. Her name is Kate Saffa, and we're going to be talking to her about energy healing, intuitive guidance, and clearing out blocks and limitations in the mind-body system, in the energy system. Kate Saffa is an intuitive energy healer and spiritual coach. Possessing a deep connection to guidance, Kate downloads information and energy to facilitate healing and clarity with her clients. She has opened the door for many others by sharing her talents and gifts for over a decade as an intuitive miracle coach. Her guidance and healings lead clients on a path directed at finding the miracles in their lives. Hey, Kate, how are you? Welcome to Soul Speak.
Hi, Sheldon. Thank you so much for having me in your program, Soul Speak. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure to have you. I'm excited to introduce you to everybody since I've been at the receiving end of your readings and your healings for, gosh, I'd say 6 years. I love it. And for those of you who don't know, Kate's actually done some, I've asked her to partner in some transmissions and guided meditations and activations with me, just energetically in the background, holding, putting her space. She has such a connection to the mystery, to the energies, let's just call it the energies of the universe. And I believe that from what I've been told, a little bit about Kate, I'm just going to dive in here. Kate, forgive me. Let me dive in.
No.
She's originally from the Middle East. And from what I've been told, people from that area, there's such a rich, deep history and lineage to mysticism. You know, Rumi, Hafiz, you know, all of that rich history that has come out of the Middle East and spirituality. So I've been told that people, when they open up to their gifts and mysticism, they open up extremely quick and have a really deep connection. And that's what I found definitely with Kate. I'm just amazed when she does session tell me what she sees and what she and the energy that's coming off. Sometimes, as you know, I've said, God, I wonder, it's just amazing to me. You know, I'm not a super clairvoyant, I'm a real clairsentient, so I feel and know things very quickly and deeply. But you have all, it seems like you embody all of those abilities. Anyway, that's enough about that. Let me let's start a little bit about your you know, how you got started. How about that? Why don't you introduce yourself and how you got started?
Thank you so much for a loving message and introducing me. Sure, yeah. I was born in Middle East in a time of difficulty, especially for women. My parents were controlling, very much into drama. I lived there until I was 18, at which point I moved to Europe. I married a man who was also controlling. The next 15 years were equally challenging in different ways. I was physically sick. Things became more and more difficult and challenging. I've begun to pray for help. In the beginning, I haven't received any answers to my prayers. And slowly over the time, I started to arrive. It started to arrive in the form of people, places, and events. So I started to wake up spiritually with the help of others. I learned my high sensitivity was actually a tremendous gift which allowed me to tune in the divine guidance and subtle energy of others and the universe. I started soaking up everything I could on life force energy healing, which a part of it includes Ayurveda for balancing mind and body, connecting with the spiritual guides and transformation, manifestation, card reading, and psychology. What I discovered is that once I started opening up to my intuitive abilities through my sensitivities, I started receiving so much information in the form of images, energy, words, and feelings. So let me tell you a story how one day I decided to take some oracle cards I had to a friend's birthday party, so who needed some extra entertainment. So we set up a table and we advertised free reading. So it was a huge party with lots of people. And I honestly didn't think that anybody is going to come to my table. After a few minutes, a man came up and sat down and said, "I don't know anything about card reading and energy healing." I said, "How about just be present and surrender?" He smiled and I started doing a reading for him. And he felt amazed how it works when he... So when he left, I had another person, and slowly I saw people lining up, and they wanted to have reading. So my plan was to stay there for 2 hours and do reading. And when I checked the time, I realized, oh my God, I am there for 4 hours. I felt amazed that I was able to serve and help people at that night. So I decided to expand and connect with me more people who need my service and assistance. So there you go. Now I'm here with you and people who are listening.
So that was your catalyst for really taking your services out in the world, that event, that birthday party many years ago?
Yes, that's right. And I, be honest with you, I was so, I felt such an anxiety inside of myself because I did reading for family and friends, but I haven't done anything for people that I don't know. So I felt so much fear. My mind was saying, oh, what if I cannot say anything? What if I do a wrong reading? And then when I sat on the table, I did an invocation, and my intention was to be present and feel the presence of the spirit with me and assist me to be able to give the answer to the person who is sitting in front of me and asking questions. So I opened up, and I also surrounded, and then the answer just came in, and every person came and sat on my table. They felt good, and I felt good, and I was more strong, more powerful when I was doing it. So the anxiety just in the first, I can say, about a minute just went away, and I felt so confident doing that.
That is such a great metaphor. I mean, such a great example of if we pull that out to the macrocosm, how to live our life, right? To live our life with that intention, in that connection, no matter what we're doing, and how graceful and powerful and free we can feel. To me, that's what it speaks to. So thanks for sharing that story. Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, did you go to the bathroom in those 4 hours? Did you have a glass of water? Was there still a line of people? What happened after the at the end there?
Nothing. It was funny. No breaks at all, because people just lined up, and I was not able to move. So I was just reading back to back, and the people they were saying, "Please, can you do a reading for me?" And after 4 hours, I was so exhausted because I talked so much. My body was exhausted. And I said, I really can't. Please upload.
Was there still people
I apologize myself. Yes, they were. They were.
There were. They were still
alive.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just told them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. You know, I have to listen to my body too. And I was tired and exhausted. And I told my friend who had the birthday, I said, you know, I love to do more readings, but at this time I am just I have to finish up. And then she said, "Oh my God, my friends and my family, they love you, and they felt so much loving energy from you." And she said, "Can you give us your contact number that people can connect with you, and if they have questions?"
That's how
so
it all
of course
started.
I did.
It's
yeah,
funny.
Exactly.
That's really how that it can start that easily, you know, when we're really in that intention of service and we just take that risk and show up and then it just we never know what can happen. That's awesome. I love that
right.
story. I just love all the implications of that. Can we talk a little bit about energy healing and different modalities, perhaps the ones that you use or just a little bit more about energy healing in general?
Sure. Throughout the years, I developed my intuitive ability to see, hear, feel, and smell. So, and also, I spend outside in the nature every day to stay connected to the source. I use different types of healing modalities and tools like usually when I do energy healing, I always start with an intention for a spirit assistant, asking source, Jesus, the angels, other ascended master to be with me and help through this process. Sometimes I close my eyes to connect and let the energy flow inside me first. In some cases, I keep my eyes open. So when I'm connected, I am just there with the energy of light and love. What I hear, see, and feel, and is coming forward, I share with the person who I'm working with. If the person is over the phone, I just imagine the person present. So in traditional healing technique for all energy work, one of them is hands-on healing. This method will clear, balance, and charge our chakras. I also use some shamans and healers healing method, like breathing technique. It's very easy one. You will release the past memories and traumas from your life and restore the energy you lost or gave away. It's also kind of fun doing that. Other method is circulating of energy. By doing that, it will help to drop our stress level and we will begin to feel more clear and more physical as strength. It's amazing. If you do it, it's just wonderful. It removes blockages from the energy field, balances the field, and fills it with energy. So in a nutshell, when our energy fields are clear, charged, and in balance, we will build strong soul nourishing relationships with ourselves and others, a vibrant health of the body, mind, and spirit, and access to higher level of consciousness. So, and we will reconnect to our own vital energy and the life we are destined to lead. So, this is in a short version talking about the healing, energy healing. So maybe some people ask, what do we do if you're not there, and then do we need to call you all the time to be connected at home? How do we connect to the source? I have some methods to do at home to connect with him and the source.
So this is like some self. Sorry, Kate. This would be some self mm-hmm. self. This would be things that you teach your clients and to do at home. To it's like self energy healing and build and doing exactly what you just shared, building up their energy fields so that they can have those results. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, yes. And for our listener, to for now, very simple methods to just how
to do that as well.
Starting. Yeah.
Okay.
So one of them is praying. Praying. Prayer gives us the ability to look at our life through a clear perspective and opens our eyes and extend our horizon. With prayer, anything can be changed. Our relationships, our health, our finances, our level of contentment and happiness in our life. Establishing communication with our higher self, a spirit source, changes our inner dynamics. So we are announcing our willingness to listen to the still, small voice within. So we become more balanced, more humble, and more rooted in our truth. Praying also can ease the pain of depression and help us to get through difficult times in our lives. Probably you have heard that people are sad and going through a difficulty. People always say, okay, I pray for you. Or pray God will help you to with this process. Which for me, it's really true. One of the other things, go ahead, you have a question.
you just reminded me of this reoccurring fantasy I have that with prayer and collective intention. And to me, that's what, part of what prayer is. It's invoking assistance and resources from outside of ourselves, from the higher benevolent, healing, loving field of all that is, that's infinite, and having an intention and co-creating with that field. And so the reoccurring fantasy I've had, for many years, I think probably 15, is to be in some kind of like stadium event, like we're talking 50,000 people in like a stadium. Imagine a stadium concert, but it's like a healing convocation or something like that. And somebody in the audience just needs maybe some young girl or some woman or somebody has some kind of cancer or something troubling in their lives, and they get the opportunity to stand up and get a microphone to them and say what their name is and what it is, and then the other 49,999 people get to take like 2 minutes and just send loving energy for highest good, prayer, focused intent for the highest outcome in service to healing or a miraculous for her. And I think that would just be so incredible to have that amount of combined collective loving presence and energy in service to somebody's suffering. Anyway, thanks for indulging me. That's something that came up while you were sharing the power of prayer. And maybe one day I'll be able to see this. Maybe one day I'll co-create this event.
Oh, I will be there.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's true. I went through such a difficulty in my life too, as far as my family. So I do know it's strongly. I believe on prayer, and I know it works. It works. At least it works for me. And when I teach others, when they do every day, not as a desperation that they wanted. They are desperate. That they want to get something, want something to pray for, and after they got it, they said, okay, we are good, we don't need to
like
pray anymore.
Just
pray every day to be connected to the source. And every time you have a intention, when you have everyday regular prayer, and when you set an intention, a simple thing, then you will see, you'll get your answer right away. It's just amazing.
Okay, well, I intend right now, let's take a moment, all of us online listening together, to intend to feel and be connected to source, divine, spirit, whatever word works for you, okay? So on the count of three, you can say it to yourself out loud or say it inwardly inside. On the count of three, we'll all state that intention together. Three, two, one. I intend to clearly feel connected to source within. Okay. Awesome. Let's see how that goes for us. Now go ahead, Kate. I cut you off there.
Yeah, no problem. I also want to say, don't worry, don't forget to breathe as well too. So breathing is also very important. While some people, because they have they're going through such a hard time and difficulty in their life, and they are praying, they hold the breath inside, and by breathing, you let the energy flow in your body, and then you will see more. The more energy is flowing in your body, you will receive messages. Another method that I suggest is chanting. Chanting increases a spiritual awareness. So when we do chanting, we let go our stories in our head. So chanting is a way of deepening in the moment, a way of deepening our connection with ourselves. It could be any word you can use. I personally use the name of God, when I do that repeatedly, I just say it, and then I am in the moment. When my mind starts going away, I just bring myself back again with breathing in and then repeating the name of God. So that is another method. You can use whatever it's resonate with you. It doesn't have to be God's name. The other method I would suggest is also connecting with the nature. So nature is a wonderful way to expand our consciousness and connect with our higher self. It could be easy, like just make a little time in your day and go outside and walk once around the block, at least for 5 minutes or so, or watch the sunset. And if you can, get up early and see the sunrise. So wherever you are, you can almost always stop for a few minutes and feel the breeze and get some sunshine on your skin. Find something that works for you. Of course, I have more other suggestions. I'm not sure.
And we just that's okay. We probably don't have the time for that. Thank you for those. I certainly appreciate those. A lot of those resonate with me. And it's always nice to be reminded, for sure. And it's amazing. The more it feels like, the more years I do this work, first inside of myself, and then with all the people I work with. I feel like I'm coming back to the foundation, the simple things like breath work, like breath, like just connected breath to the truth, just with the intention of I intend to experience truth. Now, for me, I know exactly what that means. I'll call it the true self. Anybody can call it what they like. And in that space, everything else handles itself. Everything else rewires, the ego relaxes, and comes into harmony with my essence. So how about, Kat, I know that, I get here's some things that come up for me that I hear people talk about. Maybe you can enlighten us and illuminate us with this. Clearing ourselves or shielding ourselves or clearing our space from negative energies or from denser energies, from other people's gook, projections, and all expectations, are just, for us empaths and sensitives, being out there in the world, just feeling sometimes like we're, picking stuff up in our energy field. Do you have any tips for that, for clearing our space?
Sure. Yeah, some space clearing technique that you can do at home to remove negative energy and lay the foundation of light for your healing. One is like the sunlight and moonlight. So if possible, open the the blinds, give the room a sun or moon bath. Let the room soak in the positive light from this heavenly bodies for at least 20 minutes. If you do it for 8 hours, it would be perfect. And other one is salt. If you can, spray salt water in the room would repel any negative energy. Which
salt water?
Who thought about that? Yeah. Just
how do you spray
water
it?
And salt together
with a spritzer?
Well, this yeah,
with a little spritzer. Okay, I never thought about that. That's awesome. I mean, I know how salt water is in all cultures. Almost every culture, salt water is a cleanser of energy. But I've never thought about spritzing it around the room.
We mostly heard that about burning Epsom salt crystals. That clear the energy, which is true.
Heard of that.
But sometimes it is, you know, people, they don't want to go to the fire and then turn on the fire and do that. So spray salt water in the rooms. It is perfect.
Do you spray it on yourself too, like on your energy field, like turning that thing around and spritz yourself a little bit?
Why not?
Yeah. No, I love it. That's such a great, because you could have that sitting in your office, in your bedroom, wherever, in your living room, just that little spritzer somewhere in the kitchen, whatever, and easily a quick couple spritz. I'm going to do that. That is a great tip. I'm going to get that darn spritzer today. Maybe not today, but I'm going to do that.
I have perfect. I have one in my office, when the person is leaving, you know, they might came in with a good intention, but we don't know what they are throughout the day, what they were thinking about, or what their thoughts are. So after that, I just spray with salt water in the room, and then make it ready for the next person when it comes in.
Oh,
so that's very beautiful. Yeah. Feeling the ocean in your room.
I love that. What else you got?
So, of course, we heard about the sage, burning sage. If you burn sage and fill the room with the smoke, it's also washing it. It's like washing the room and with this cleansing herb. But you know, and you don't need to do all at once, whatever you have handy. So, in the soaking in a bathtub, and with Epsom salt or sea salt and some aroma therapy oils, that would be perfect too. So, have a certain intention and go in the water, lay down and in this healing, water with, infused with aroma and Epsom salt, it clears your energy, and it is also a wonderful way. So if you do it for 15 to 20 minutes, would be perfect. And later, when you open the when you're done, just say, "I let go," and I ask Spirit to take away any energy that is inside me or around me or surrounding me from any sources that I receive. I give it back to the Mother Earth and to be turned to love to others and me.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely prayer and invocation.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I appreciate the opportunity to serve others, and with my knowledge that I earned and studied through these years, let's open our hearts to the inspiration that is waiting to take our life in wonderful new directions. So every opportunity, every step is a new opportunity for us. So let's do it.
Oh man, okay. I'm with you. Absolutely. Every moment is a new opportunity, as like the slate is wiped clean in every single moment. And no, there's the next moment right now. Oh, and it's gone. Now here's another time. You know, it's like everything.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Well, gosh, I could go on and on talking about this work and this topic and field with you for a long time. And I see that our time is nearly up here. So I do want to talk about your free gift, which you have created for us for this retreat for the soul, Soul Speak. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kate, by the way, for that generosity. What Kate is doing is she is going to gift the first five people who click on that button, claim your free gift, a free 20-minute intuitive reading. Is that accurate, Kate? Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just click on the link, and I believe how our team has set it up is that it goes straight to her email or her contact page, I'm not sure which, and then you would just put free Soul Speak in the title, free session. So it's a free 20-minute intuitive and card reading session, or what all the things that you use for your modalities in an intuitive reading for the first five people. So just head on over there now, and you know, I'm sorry. You know, Kate has expressed that, you know, she wishes she could gift more than five, but due to her schedule, that is kind of where her limit is, but she's willing to do another 25. After those first five, the next 25 gets 70% off her normal price, which is for 30 minutes of intuitive reading, only $25. So if you're not within those first five, it's a discount of 70%. And then if you want a 60-minute deep energy healing, which is obviously much more in-depth and included, you know, readings are included with that, it's still 70% off, and that is $70. So you get your choice. So thanks, Kate. Good to talk with you, and good to have you here with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate our listener to be with us. And if their intention is to going through changes with ease and grace, I send them love and light right now, and remind them that service is within them and is helping them, even though they don't notice it now.
Thank you.
It's better for them, their highest good, yeah.
Oh, thanks, and I second that. I join you in that. And I also appreciate everybody so much. Thank you for all coming together and holding virtual hands in service to our growth, upliftment, healing, advancement. Everything is working out just the way, just for the highest good of our advancement. And it's wonderful to be able to do that together and support each other and join this collective current that is the collective energy when two or more are gathered. So I so appreciate you guys all coming together with me, including you, Kate. Thank you so much. So until tomorrow, until the next session, we'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye. Blessing you all.